Yeah.
For the first time in his young life, Enoch gets his first taste of chocolate. He's been working on his family's cocoa farm for 7 years. Enoch's father says he put his son to work to prepare him for life's challenges.
I don't have any money to pay laborers, and because there are no schools nearby to accommodate all the children, they help with the farm work.
Children as young as 4 are brought to farms to become conditioned to such an environment as they grow. But new rules are being introduced in Europe that aim to enforce stricter protection of human and children's rights, as well as the environment. And producers in countries like Ghana believe they could be affected.
Activists say more than half of all children living in agricultural areas are engaged in work, most of them dangerous work.
Activist Emmanuel Labi knows what it's like to work as a child farmhand. He grew up on a cocoa farm, but later graduated from university. His case is considered exceptional.
I would have just dropped out, as my colleague have always been doing. Most of my friends' ladies got pregnant along the line.
Across West Africa, 1.5 million children are involved in cocoa farming. Many work as farm laborers and earn less than a dollar or nothing at all. Officials and agents travel to rural communities to buy cocoa beans for $60 a sack. But they sell at 2 or 3 times that on the international market.
As a cocoa farmer, how much will you earn after harvesting your cocoa? The price is even lower, as much as 800 Ghana cedis. So all the time you see our children are closer to us. There is no quality education for them.
Farmers say attempts by Western cocoa buyers to force down prices is keeping hundreds of thousands of children out of school and condemning them to a life of poverty. And they argue only by them receiving better prices and education being improved can the lives of children like Enoch improve too. Ahmed Idris, Al Jazeera, Hiampenica.